Ash held his arms out, and before he could move, she ran to him. The feel of her there as he wrapped his arms around her rattled him to the depths of his soul. This was his daughter. His true flesh and blood. A wave of possessive pride ripped through him, but the love he felt for her was enough to almost drown him. Now he fully understood his mother and her anger on the night she'd learned about his past. He wanted to hurt anyone who'd ever hurt Kat. The guilt over not being there. Not once in Kat's life had he held her. Never had she cried and felt his comforting touch. She'd lived knowing nothing about him other than the fact that he had donated DNA to make her. His only comfort was that he'd never known about her existence. How much worse had it been for his mother to know he was out there, but to not be able to go to him? "I'm so sorry," he breathed against Kat's hair as he cradled her head in his palm. "I didn't know."
"I know you didn't."
Still, he wanted her to understand just how sorry he felt. "Why didn't you ever come to me?"
"When I was young, I was afraid you'd be mad at me. Every time I saw you come here, you were always so angry. You hated Artemis, and I was afraid you'd hate me for tying you to her."
He pulled back and cupped her face in his hands. "I could never hate you." Kat had waited her whole life to hear those words, as more tears gathered in her eyes. To feel the touch of her father, it was so much sweeter than she'd ever imagined.
"I love you, Dad."
Ash let out a sob as pain racked him. Those words tore through every fiber of his being. "I'm so sorry, Katra."
"Me too. I should have told you, I know that. But I really didn't know what you'd do to Mom. I was afraid you'd kill her."
He gave a bitter laugh. "I probably would have." He shook his head as he looked her up and down. "You're so beautiful. I wish I'd seen you as a child." She gave him a coy grin.
"You didn't miss much. I had buck teeth and stringy hair."
He laughed. "I seriously doubt that."
"It's true. And I was really hideous as a preteen, tall and gawky. I used to bump my head into everything. Still do sometimes."
He shook his head at her. "You are my daughter."
"Sure I am," she scoffed. "I can't imagine you ever being uncoordinated."
"Oh, I assure you, I've nailed quite a few signs with my forehead. It's a wonder Exit isn't permanently imprinted right between my eyes."
Her melodic laugh filled his ears and made his heart ache.